This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Sean Spicer after Fox News. He's got a really interesting story about an executive order that Will Sharpton, the president, made related to something that happened to him in college. I saw a tweet, and I'll have Sean share the story. So Elon Musk was with President Trump in the Oval Office, and they were taking questions. We missed some of this. My instinct earlier in the show was to go live, and I think it was a good decision. But some of it we didn't hear, so I wanted to share a little bit of that right now.
Your detractors, Mr. Musk. Including a lot of Democrats.
I have detractors?
You do, sir.
I don't believe it.
Say that you're orchestrating a hostile takeover of government and doing it in a non-transparent way. What's your response to that criticism?
All right, so he answers.
You couldn't ask for a stronger mandate from the public. The public voted... we have a majority of the public voting for President Trump. We won the House. We won the Senate. The people voted for major government reform. There should be no doubt about that. That was on the campaign. The president spoke about that at every rally. The people voted for major government reform, and that's what people are going to get. They're going to get what they voted for. And a lot of times, people that don't get what they voted for, but in this presidency, they are going to get what they voted for. And that's what democracy is all about.
So I mentioned there, his son was there in the room with him.
Come here often.
X, are you okay? This is X, and he's a great guy, high IQ. He's a high IQ individual.
And he's got this, cool chain he's got.
He was looking pretty good. I guess his name is X. He's got like 30 kids, doesn't he?
Yeah, 11.
Something along those lines. But I'm going to go back to Doge and his goal. What's the goal here?
You couldn't ask for a stronger...
Oh, that's the wrong one. Here it is.
Yeah, at a high level, if you say, what is the goal of Doge or I think a significant part of this, the presidency is to restore democracy. This may seem like, well, aren't we in a democracy? Well, if you don't have a feedback loop, FKX, if you... Sorry.
That was pretty funny. X was kind of doing a little chirping there, right?
I tell you, gravitas can be difficult sometimes. if there's not a good feedback loop from the people to the government, and if you have rule of the bureaucrat, if the bureaucracy is in charge, and then what meaning does democracy actually have? If the people cannot vote and have their will be decided by their elected representatives in the form of the president and the Senate and the House, then we don't live in a democracy. We live in a bureaucracy.
Well, that's kind of what we've been living in for years. Now, one of the things, and I haven't gotten into this a lot, but here's what I would say, and just as a cautionary tale, some of the stuff that's coming out, and people share things and memes, is not accurate. All right, there's been, even this whole thing with Politico, I think was jumbled up a little bit. I mean, you can certainly question the Politico Pro subscriptions. They spent a lot of money on that. But he cleared something up about the condoms that were supposed to go or that allegedly went to Gaza. So he was asked about that here today.
Mr. Musk, you said on X that an example of the fraud that you have cited was $50 million of condoms were sent to Gaza. But after fact check this, it apparently Gaza in Mozambique, and the program was to protect them against HIV. So can you correct the statements? It wasn't sent to Hamas, actually. It was sent to Mozambique, which makes sense why condoms were sent there.
Yeah.
And how can we make sure that all the statements you said were correct, so we can trust what you say?
Yeah, so that's a good question. Look, you know, I'm all for getting the facts right, because there was interesting reporting about Gaza. But in Africa, we spend a ton of money to prevent people from getting AIDS because we want to help the rest of the planet. And Elon says...
Some of the things that I say will be incorrect and should be corrected. So nobody's going to bat 1,000. I mean, we will make mistakes, but we'll act quickly to correct any mistakes. I'm not sure we should be sending $50 million worth of condoms to anywhere, frankly. I'm not sure that's something Americans would be really excited about. And that is really an enormous number of condoms, if you think about it. But if it went to Mozambique instead of Gaza, I'm like, okay, that's not as bad, but still, why are we doing that?
Yeah, I think that's the question. Yeah. That is the issue, and they're going to address some of this stuff. Sean Spicer coming up, Jason Rantz from Seattle in the next hour, plus an audio cut of the day.
Get more at 971talk.com.